At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Harriet Tubman spent plenty of nights beneath the North Star, taking her freedom by any means necessary. But it's this hidden talent she used to liberate herself and hundreds of others. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Harriet Tubman was a woman of many talents. She could aim a pistol, inspire her people to fight for their freedom, and had a hidden talent that she used to help us escape enslavement. Tubman wasn't just a fierce leader guiding folks under the glimmering light of the North Star. She was a baker, and she used her cooking skills to fund her heroic journeys. For Tubman, cooking was an ancestral gift. Tubman's mother, Rit Ross, was a cook too, and from her father, she learned the practice of fasting on Fridays. One of her earliest food memories is cutting and toasting pieces of pork for her baby brother. Harriet Tubman often went foraging in the forest for sassafras, black cherry, and pawpaw as nourishment for the enslaved she helped escape. Food is the glue that kept Tubman's life going through all her trials and tribulations. She ran an eating house in Beaufort, South Carolina, supplementing her income as a nurse and spy by cooking and selling gingerbread and pies. She also used herbs to treat sickly enslaved people. We all have skills we can tap into to benefit ourselves and our communities. Like Tubman, we must be willing to get our liberation by any means necessary. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.